An old man had built a small house by the edge of a jungle. People used to come to him with their problems to seek his advice and consultation. One day, a farmer came to him and said, "Life is desolate. I miss happiness. What should I do?" The old man asked, "Did your grandfather and father leave anything behind for you?" He replied, "Yes. My grandfather bought some gold from his savings and left it for my father. Then my father bought some more gold from the little wealth he had saved and added to the first gold and left it for me when he passed away." The old man asked, "Can I see that gold?" The farmer opened his turban and showed the old man the gold he had. The old man took the gold and ran towards the jungle. The farmer was shocked and thought this was the only gold that was left. And even that, the old person took it and fled. Farmer started running after the old man. The old man knew the path in the jungle, but the farmer was unaware. The farmer was not able to catch him. The old man made him run till the evening. At one point, the old man stopped by a tree. The farmer became happy that now he'll be able to catch him. As soon as the farmer got near, the old man climbed the tree. The farmer was very tired and was not able to climb the tree. While staying by the tree, the farmer pleaded the old man to give him his gold back. The farmer continued to beg, but in vain. When it was about to be dark, the old man said, "I have few conditions." The farmer immediately said, "I accept all your conditions. Just give me my gold back." First, he was asked to draw lines with his nose on the ground. Then the old man made him run backwards, stand on one leg for a while. After following similar strict condition, the old man got down from the tree and handed over the gold to him. Seeing gold again with him, the farmer's face lit up. The old man put his hand on his shoulder and asked, "Are you happy now?" The farmer nodded his head in affirmative. The old man said, "Actually, I wanted to tell you a way to be happy. We keep crying and being sad over things we don't get, but we don't value the precious things we have. Then when the thing is taken away, we realize its value. At that point, we'll be willing to accept someone's senseless terms to get it. And once we get it back, we're happy." My dear viewers, be content with what you have rather than being sad for things that we don't have. The final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, "The best believer is the one who is content."